Unit 4, page 36, exercise 2. Read.
Online job searches. Beware of scammers. Consider these experiences of people applying for jobs on the internet. John applies for a teaching job he found online. He sends in his resume and some personal information that the employer had requested. Later, John gets a call from his bank saying someone had used the internet to steal money from his bank account. Sophia answers an ad for a salesperson that she saw on a job search website. She later learns that the information she had given allowed someone to illegally use her credit card number. These are just two examples of a new way of stealing, using false internet job listings to gain people's personal information. As more employers see the internet as an easy and inexpensive way to reach larger numbers of applicants, scammers, or those who use tricks and deception to get private information from people, see an easy way to make money. Scammers place false ads online to cheat inexperienced job applicants into revealing their personal information. Believing they are applying for a real job, applicants sometimes give out their Social Security, student ID, or bank account numbers, their credit card information, or their mother's maiden name. Providing this information allows scammers to steal money from people or make illegal purchases. The lesson to those who use the internet to apply for jobs is this: be cautious. Be wary of online ads that do not mention the company name or that offer a salary that seems too good to be true. These ads may be false. Before giving any personal information, do some research to see if the company you are dealing with is real. Scammers can set up false websites, so phone, send an email, or visit the office before sending in your resume. Be careful when you give your personal information to an employer online. Using the internet to apply for jobs is convenient, but it is up to you to make sure the job you're applying for is real and the company offering the job is honest.